idea for this session is to focus attention on health systems research and how that might help us to better understand how treatment interventions work at a population level. We know that for the past 50 years or so in most of the industrialized countries, there has been a rather significant investment in building substance treatment services. And the United States is the leader in this endeavor with tremendous investment after the creation of NIAAA in 1971 or so. At that time, most of the budget for NIAAA was invested in building treatment services and trying to arrange for insurance coverage for different kinds of treatment. But other countries following World War II have invested significantly in treatment services, particularly the Nordic countries, France, Russia, and Canada, and Australia. So now what we have is a number of mature treatment service systems in a number of different countries, also within sub-regions of different countries, which invite people to do research. Unfortunately, there hasn't been all that much research on service systems. There have been some seminal studies, historical studies, as well as sociological studies of treatment service systems in different countries. Some of them have been comparative. There are, in effect, 50 different treatment systems in the United States because most of our services are organized at the state level, which permit some interesting comparative research, but that really hasn't been exploited. And it's puzzling to think that most of the money for our research has been invested in looking at the micro level of treatment, generally the interface between patients and programs, or patients and therapists, or patients in different types of therapy. But very little attention has been devoted to the overall impact of service systems on the lives and outcomes of individual substance users and on the population health of communities. And that's the introduction to this session. We want to look at what's being done, or at least some good examples of it, and what kinds of research might help us to start shifting the emphasis towards a more population level. And to kick this off, I'm going to first try to advance my slides. And that was good. And then talk about a conceptual model that has been developed over the last couple of years with some colleagues in Sweden and Finland, Anders Ramosje in SORED, the Center for Social Research on Alcohol and Drugs, and Tristan Stenius, who also works at SORED in Finland. And I have a copy of a paper which would be available on the table here after this presentation. You're welcome to come up and get it. It's in press and should be coming out in a month or two. So the purpose of this presentation is to describe how the substance abuse treatment services that we have in the United States and other countries can be conceptualized from a public health perspective. What is a systems perspective? It's treatment for substance use disorders, and it is an alternative to looking at individual treatment programs and services. And what's happened since the Second World War in this country and other countries is that the service system as it has evolved has been often fragmented and constructed in an arbitrary way. And so a systems approach hopefully will allow us to start thinking about the proper mix of services and how to organize them, particularly for resource allocation decisions. Treatment policies play an important role But rarely do people who work in the treatment area even think about treatment policies that affect what services are selected and how they're organized. And as I mentioned, the research has been mostly focused on individual level outcomes. A system is an arrangement of facilities, programs, and personnel, and it's designed to function in a coordinated way. Now, if you look at the services in many states and in many countries, they don't even conceive of them much as systems, which might be helped with a systems perspective. So we're going to be talking about the resources like facilities and programs and personnel. Those are the structural features, the tasks. And the task can be characterized as caring for people, trying to cure them of their addiction. And often in many countries, the service system is designed to provide social control. We can look at it from those different perspectives, the facilities and the functions, and then the linking elements that make it possible to coordinate resources. A good example of a linking element is getting people from detoxification or sobering up stations into inpatient or outpatient treatment, and then getting them from inpatient or outpatient treatment into mutual health organizations or long-term aftercare. Here's a more detailed view of the model that we developed, which on the left-hand side talks about treatment policies, both regulatory in terms of creating new ways of setting up and regulating treatment services, as well as allocative, which means just how resources are allocated. So you can have programs established through statutes, but if they're not funded, nothing much is going to get done. Treatment policies affect planning and financing, monitoring of services, workforce development, linkages to the criminal justice system, whether or not a particular set of services for substance abuse is linked to the mental health system or the primary care system or the social welfare system. So policies affect all of those things. And in particular, treatment policies affect the structural resources and the system qualities. As I mentioned, the structural resources are the number of facilities, the types of programs, and the personnel that staff those programs. And they differ from one state to another, one country to another. The system qualities I'll mention in a minute, but these are the things that I think would provide tremendous opportunities for improving the effectiveness and the population impact of treatment services if we could learn how to deal with them. And we're going to be hearing about some of those system qualities in the presentations following this one. Theoretically, structural resources and system qualities are going to influence the effectiveness of services. For example, the short-term and long-term outcomes in terms of substance use and recidivism. And if we have sufficient numbers of people coming through the treatment system, sufficient numbers of people benefiting from the services that they get, that should translate into population indicators such as mortality and morbidity connected with substance abuse treatment, overdose deaths, liver cirrhosis rates, drunk driving arrest rates, and things of that nature. All of these things are going to be affected by moderating factors, the characteristics of the people coming into treatment, whether they're homeless people or middle class people, the social capital that they bring with them, and the types of substances that they're using. The service qualities that are listed in that conceptual model are equity, efficiency, and economy. There may be a lot of others we can talk about, but a lot of things can be boiled down to these three. Equity means the things like the acceptability of treatment, its appropriateness for the needs of an individual client or a group of people within the population, and in particular, how accessible treatment is to different populations and subgroups. the more equitable the system, presumably, the more effective it's going to be for individuals in different population subgroups, and at the same time, the impact on population health. Similarly, with efficiency, it refers to the integration of services to meet population needs. If the system is more efficient in getting people from referral to diagnosis, to detox, to rehab, to aftercare, to mutual health organizations, it may be less costly in the long run. And economy means organizing the services to minimize cost and maximize effectiveness. So getting to the population level, research could be helpful in shifting the focus. We have some research that suggests that alcohol and drug treatment services do indeed reduce the quantity and frequency of substance use, and also seem to increase significantly the abstinence rates compared to people who don't get treatment. They reduce overdose deaths and crime rates and HIV infection. We know that treatment may have, drug abuse treatment may get people who are dealing drugs out of circulation, so that it affects the supply side in the community. And treatment of heavy drinkers, there's some research to suggest that the more treatment and the more AA available to a community or a population, the lower the cirrhosis rates. And that suggests that getting heavy drinkers out of the bars, out of the two or three six-packs a day routines, at least temporarily putting them out of commission in a treatment setting or a treatment program, is going to affect drinking subcultures where the average consumption is a function of how much individuals are drinking, and it may lower population drinking. At least that's the theory. As I mentioned, we've got research demonstrating some of these relationships. The question now is, can we study this to find out better ways of integrating services? And I'm going to close with just a brief introduction to a really interesting social experiment that's going on right now within this general framework of a systems approach. Even though it wasn't necessarily conceived as such, the ESPERT program that is now being implemented by the Substance Abuse Mental Health and Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, program, a series of demonstrations now going on in 11 states with four more new states coming on, is in a sense a way of affecting the treatment services in now what is going to be 15 states. And what it does is it puts up front a set of screening and referral tools within a large segment of the population, and it allows more people conceivably to get into the treatment service system and to work out of primary care settings to expand access into the treatment network. And ideally, that should have a positive influence on treatment services in at the state level, and perhaps allow us to test some of these models.